Welcome, wrestling fans, to probably one of the most excited editions of the Bowling Alley I've ever been a part of. I'm going to get an opportunity today to interview probably one of my idols in professional wrestling, and I've only had a few over the years. You've heard me talk about Jerry the King Lawler. You've heard me talk about Ric Flair. Well, this is the man that is responsible for all of that happening, and today I'm very tickled to have Jerry Jarrett is my guest on the Bowling Alley. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I sure am, and I'm equally delighted to be here and join you.
Well, thank you very much. Jerry, how's the weather down in, I'm assuming you're down in Nashville today?
Yeah, we live out here in Franklin, and it is hot.
It's been pretty miserable here the past, I think we're entering our 13th consecutive day of 90 degree plus with high humidity. And I used to live in Nashville, and I'm pretty sure you probably had to deal with a lot of the same thing down there that we've been dealing with here.
Yes, yes. It's really been a rough year as far as weather. It rained on us, and that really hurt the construction, and now the heat is almost unbearable.
Now, did the floods affect you much down there? Because I used to live in Antioch off Bell Road, and I saw a schoolhouse floating down the road I used to live off from. Did that affect you much where you were at?
Well, it didn't bother us here at the house. I lost one truck, a backhoe, an excavator, and a skid steer.
Oh, my. Well, you lost quite a bit then. I mean, equipment right there.
Yeah, it was on a job, and unfortunately, it flooded, and I lost two excavators. I'm sorry.
Well, hopefully you had good insurance, I hope.
Yes, I did. And
I know flood insurance can be kind of picky. I've been involved in that before and lost a lot of stuff in my basement here several years ago. And ground-based water, I was not covered by. Now, if my pipes busted, I was covered. But because it was a flood, I was not covered. So glad to hear you were at least covered by that.
Yeah, I'm real fortunate. My insurance took care of me and replaced the equipment.
Well, real quickly, I need to address a couple of other things from the previous show. As you know, last week I had Al Snow as a guest, and we almost broke the record from when Cornette, you and I had the great debate, if you will remember that, a couple of years ago. We asked Al Snow a lot of hard, tough-hitting questions. Now, I don't get a chance to read the comment board. I saw that we also had the second most comments ever left on the Bowling Alley, second most we've had since the great debate hosted by Jerry Jarrett. Excuse me. And we asked Al Snow a lot of tough, hard-hitting questions, and I'm sure the fans were thrilled with the show. The comments, like I said, I didn't get to read them, but I'm sure they were all positive. And in all honesty, Al was a little elusive with me. I'd ask the tough, hard-hitting questions, and he would say he was going to answer them. But just when I'd get into saying some great things about myself or my son, the Catbox. Catbox, are you there with us today?
I am here. We got 56 comments on last week's
show.
My
Lord, 56, and the record is 65, Jerry. And you hold that record along with me and our good buddy Jim Cornette.
All right. Well, let me ask Chris, was the comments positive or negative?
I don't really know. I didn't get a chance to read them. We've both been very busy this week. But I'm just going to go with the sheer quantity over quality on this one. I believe that they were all positive.
You'd have to figure that a lot of support.
It was a great show, Jerry.
A lot of support for the Bowling Alley, I'm sure. And like I said, we asked all the hard-hitting questions. We're going to do exactly the same thing with you, Jerry. Like I said, I've been a huge fan of yours for years, and I'm going to get into some of the history and everything. As a matter of fact, I was going through some of my old pictures last night that old Jimmy Cornette used to take when he was a kid. You probably remember some of those.
Oh, yeah.
And I found a couple of you in there. I found you in the ring, and it looked like a coat of many colors. It was a leather coat, and it looked like Dolly Parton might have made it for you.
This thing.
Do you remember that coat, Jerry?
No, I parted with that some years ago, but I do remember it.
That was a good-looking coat, and I guarantee you that thing cost some money because that thing was leather, and it looked like the coat of many colors that Dolly Parton sang about, and I know you probably know Dolly Parton.
No, I don't know Dolly personally.
I am shocked. I figured you knew everybody that was anybody down here near Twitty City.
Well, I know a lot of them.
Yeah.
But I never made her acquaintance.
I assume you're a country music fan. Who is your favorite country music star?
Oh my goodness! It's hard to separate.
All the hard questions, Jerry. You got to be prepared for me.
Yeah. All right. It's very hard to separate personal relationship from music relationship.
Well, I can understand.
In other words, Johnny Cash was a friend of mine. Bobby Bear was a friend of mine. Tom T. Hall was a friend.
I love Johnny Cash myself. Johnny Cash was a great entertainer.
Yeah. My children went to school with Barbara Mandrell and her husband Ken. So, I like their songs.
I sold Mandrell Sisters a set of cookware once when I was selling that waterless cookware when I lived down in Nashville.
Did you really?
And I sold, it wasn't Barbara, it wasn't Louise, but the other Mandrell. And you probably know all three of them, but I cannot think of the third one's name, the one I sold the cookware to. But she was just as sweet as she could be. She was very nice.
Yeah.
And that was many moons ago. That was around 1986 or 87, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's
well, Barbara and Ken, I know relatively well. We went skiing up in Colorado when they were out there.
Hey.
And her son is a super guy. I talked to him, as a matter of fact. Matt Dudney. I talked to him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's managing his lovely wife, and she's a gospel music singer.
Well, I heard you mention Tom T. Hall. I used to watch a lot of him when I was a kid. How's he doing these days?
I haven't talked to him. He stays in a long time.
He doesn't do as much performing anymore, because, boy, he was a huge star when I was
No. Yeah, he really was, and I just love his storytelling style. I went to a dinner party at his house, and he had Billy Carter as his guest, and I watched Billy drink two-fifths of Jack Daniels while sitting at a table with me. We started out in conversation and ended up in babble.
Jerry, I'm not a drinker, but that sounds like a lot of Jack to me.
Oh, man. I'm
like
telling you, that was a unique experience, and anytime I think of Tom T. Hall or hear one of his songs,
uh-huh,
I think about Billy Carter, and Billy was counting Billy Beer.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, if he wasn't urinating on somebody or something.
Yeah, he was a character.
Yes, he was. I remember that era very well. Catbox, I kind of hogged the whole show last week with Al Snow, and you were off in the distance. We didn't have the phone system working right. We had moved to the new home here, didn't have everything set up right. Any question you've always wanted to ask Jerry Jarrett?
I mean, I have a lot of them, but a lot of them are based around modern wrestling. I kind of want to know what his thoughts are on what the business is doing, what he thinks of any of the angles are going. I don't know how much he watches anymore, if he sees any of it. Those are most of my questions.
If he's like a lot of the old schoolers, it's hard for Jerry to watch.
I know, it's hard for us to
now.
Watch it, and we're barely categorized as old school.
Yeah, well, we were trained by old school.
Exactly. Raised in.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to have much conversation with you in that on that subject. Not because of, that I don't like it, or it's not.